नमस्सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य कोविदवर्गस्य अष्टचत्वारिंशः पाठः, अक्टोबर् मासस्य षड्विंशः दिनाङ्कः. गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मिनमो गुरवे. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. संस्कृतवाङ्मयस्य लघुपरिचयं प्राप्तुं वयं प्रयतमानाः स्मः. यथा गतवर्गे दृष्टं, तत्र प्रामुख्येन भागद्वयं कर्तुं शक्यते अध्ययनसौकर्यार्थम्. एकं काव्यं यत्र रसभावस्य आनन्दस्य प्राधान्यं भवति, अन्यच्छास्त्रं यत्र बोधस्य प्राधान्यं भवति. काव्यप्रपञ्चं पश्यामः चेत् काव्यं द्विविधं भवति, दृश्यं श्रव्यम् इति. दृश्यकाव्ये रूपकाणि उपरूपकाणि भवन्ति, श्रव्यकाव्ये गद्यं पद्यं चम्पूः इत्येवं त्रिप्रकारकं काव्यं भवति. एतेषां सर्वेषामपि काव्यानां स्वरूपस्य लक्षणस्य गुणदोषाणाम् अध्ययनं साहित्यशास्त्रेण क्रियते. काव्यसम्बद्धं शास्त्रं साहित्यशास्त्रम् अथवा अलङ्कारशास्त्रम् इत्युच्यते. द्वितीयः शास्त्रप्रपञ्चः, यत्र वेदोऽखिलो धर्ममूलम् इत्यनेन मूलभूतं भवन्ति वेदाः चत्वारः ऋग्यजुस्सामाथर्वाणि छन्दांसि. तेषाम् अङ्गानि षट् भवन्ति, शिक्षा व्याकरणं छन्दः निरुक्तं ज्योतिषं तथा कल्पश्चेति षडङ्गानि वेदस्याहुर्मनीषिणः इत्युक्तरीत्या षड् वेदाङ्गानि वेदस्य अवगमने अनुष्ठाने परिरक्षणे च साधकानि भवन्ति. दर्शनानि तत्त्वज्ञानार्थम् आत्मज्ञानार्थं च दृश्यते अनेन इति दर्शनं, आस्तिकदर्शनानि नास्तिकदर्शनानि च बहुधा प्रणीतानि मुनिभिः. तत्र आस्तिकदर्शनेषु आस्तिकदर्शनं नाम वेदं यानि दर्शनानि प्रमाणत्वेन अङ्गीकुर्वन्ति तानि. तेषु षट् दर्शनानि उक्तानि सन्ति. साङ्ख्यं योगः न्यायवैशेषिकदर्शने पूर्वमीमांसा उत्तरमीमांसा इति. वेदान्तनाम्ना सामान्यतः यज्ञायते तत्सर्वमपि उत्तरमीमांसायाम् अन्तर्भवति. उपनिषदः आधृत्य प्राधान्येन तत्रापि ब्रह्मसूत्राणि भगवद्गीता उपनिषदः इति प्रस्थानत्रयं भवति. तस्य भाष्याणि भवन्ति, तदाधारेण उत्तरमीमांसा दर्शनं भवति, यत्र बहवः प्रभेदाः सन्ति. अद्वैतवेदान्तः, विशिष्टाद्वैतवेदान्तः, द्वैतवेदान्तः इत्यादि. ततः इतिहासपुराणाभ्यां वेदं समुपब्रह्मयेत्. वेदार्थस्य प्रकारान्तरेण अवगमनार्थम् इतिहासौ रामायणं महाभारतं च पुराणानि च महर्षिप्रणीतानि. अन्यानि शास्त्राणि सन्ति, बहूनि सन्ति. सो इट् इस् आल्मोस्ट् असङ्ख्यानि एव शास्त्राणि. यत्र धर्मशास्त्रम्, आयुर्वेदः, धनुर्वेदः, गान्धर्ववेदः, अर्थशास्त्रम् इत्येवं बहुप्रकारकाणि शास्त्राणि सन्ति. अयं शास्त्रप्रपञ्चस्य किञ्चित् अवलोकनम्. अद्य वयं काव्यम् इति यद्दृष्टं तद्विषये, विशिष्य रूपकाणां विषये किञ्चिदधिकं ज्ञातुं प्रयत्नं कुर्मः. तत्र किं किं भवति? दशरूपकाणि इति उक्तं. नाटकं सप्रकरणं भाणःप्रहसनं डिमः व्यायोगसमवकारौ वीथ्यङ्केहा मृगा दश इति दशरूपकाणां विस्तृतं विवरणं साहित्यशास्त्रग्रन्थेषु दृश्यते. So there are 10 types of rupakas and 18 types of uparupakas. All of them have been enumerated in great detail in our granthas. Unfortunately, apart from one or two main types, the actual texts for many types are not available today. Tattu asmakam daurbhagyameva. Shastreshu api asti, kavyeshu api asti, yaha vastutaha samskrita vangmayasya vistaraha, tatra atyantam nyunaha amshaha eva asmindine asmabhihi upalabhyate. So the actual text, see the thing is, the theory for these came after the original texts. It was not that somebody said, let us have 10 types, and then they conceived of 10 types and then tried to create 10 different types of literature. It was that there were several different types of works were already in vogue, and it was an attempt to systematize them by trying to see what were the common factors and how you can categorize them. Asmakam vyakarana shastram va bhavatu, sahitya shastram va bhavatu, sthitanam lakshyanam vimarshaha natu nutana lakshyanam nirmanam. So even in grammar, it is not that first Panini created grammar and then words were created according to grammar. The words, a lot of literature pre-existed Panini. So Panini only tried to analyze those types and try to fit them into a system which makes it easy to remember and also to create certain boundaries. Similarly, in Sahitya Shastra, the 10 types of Rupakas are enumerated in Bharata's Natya Shastra itself, which is like before the Common Era. Bharata and Panini, again, we don't have clear idea of times in this one, but Bharata and Panini were supposed approximately contemporaries or maybe even earlier. So which is at least 2500 years before now, Bharata has enumerated 10 types and given examples for all of these. So which means we know like how much developed the literature should have been at that time. But unfortunately, in these 2500 years, we have lost so much of our literature and our texts that we only look at these theory and we wonder of was there, were there real examples of these. Asmakam pidanim dasha rupakani santi tesham lakshanani pathamaha chen ashcharyameva bhavati. Yatohi iranim na upalabhyate. So there is also a myth that Sanskrit drama is very monotonous, that there is only a single type of drama, which is the nataka. Why? Because the other types have been lost mostly. Ataha etesham rupakanam satta asit bharatat natyashastrat purvam api bahuvidhani rupakani asan tesham lakshanani bharatena dattani anantaram api sahitya shastragyahi tatra tatra diyante kintu sarvesham api rupakanam udaharanam athava te granthaha tadrasha rupakani idanim na upalabhyante idanim tu tesham mukhya अंशान् वा ज्ञातुं प्रयत्नं कुर्मः किमर्थम् इत्युक्ते दशप्रभेदाः इत्युक्ते किं किम् अस्ति तत्र कथं भेदः दशप्रभेदानाम् इति किञ्चित् स्थूलपरिचयः एव. ऐम् नाट् गोयिङ्ग् इन् टु डीटेल् अबौट् ईच् आफ् दीस् टैप्स् बट् जस्ट् सो दट् वी नो हौ मच् वास् देर् अट्लीस्ट्. तत्र दशसु रूपकेषु प्रधानं भवति नाटकम्, काव्येषु नाटकं रम्यम् इत्येव अस्ति. अतः सर्वदापि नाटकमेव अत्यन्तं प्रसिद्धम् अस्ति, प्रसिद्धः रूपकप्रकारः. नाटकस्य लक्षणं किम् इति चेत् वस्तु प्रसिद्धं, कथावस्तु. सो द प्लाट् आफ् अ ड्रामा इस् फेमस्, दट् इस् इट् इस् टेकन् फ्रम् पुराण, फ्रम् रामायण, फ्रम् महाभारत एण्ड् सो आन्. इट् इस् आल्रेडी नोन्, इट् इस् नाट् अ टोटली इमेजिनरी ड्रामा. सो नाटकम् इत्युक्ते तत्र वस्तु प्रसिद्धमेव. पञ्चतः दश पर्यन्तम् अङ्काः भवन्ति. सो द breaks in a nataka are called anka. Anka is an act, as we know today. So tatra pancha nyunati nyunam pancha athava dasha paryantam ankaha bhavanti. Shungara rasasya athava veera rasasya pradhanyam bhavati. Kashchit raja athava devaha natakasya nayakaha bhavati iti samanya amshaha natakasya. Itopi lakshanani santi. Prasiddhani kanichana natakani pashyamaha chet abhijnana shakuntalam mahakavehe kalidasasya evam swapnavasava dattam bhasasya natakam atyantam prasiddham vastutah swapnavasava dattam bhasaha. He was actually known as a lost poet. Itohi, till the beginning of the 20th century, 1908 or 1905, till then, Bhasasya Nama Sarvaihi Purvatana Kavibhihi Uktamasit. Kalidasaha Bhasasya Nama Svikaroti. Bhasa Saumilla Kaviputra Dinamiti. Kalidasaha Svasya Natakasya Adau. Prathamam bhasasya nama svikaroti. Banabhattaha bhasamuddharati. Sarvepi asmakam kavayaha bhasasya nama vadanti. Kintu bhasasya natakam kutrapi na upalabdhamasit. Tatra asya vimshati tama shatamanasya adau keraleshu ganapati shastri mahabhagaha kutrachit kupe. So he found a set of manuscripts which were thrown down a dilapidated well. Okay. And that was the first documented evidence of Bhasa's dramas. So they were kept in a live tradition. Chakyariti nataha keraleshu te bhasasya natakani bahudha abhinayantaha tesham rakshanam kritavantaha. But they had been lost for such a long time that there was no evidence. Bhasa is one of the leading dramatists of Sanskrita. Vastutaha tena yavanti rupakani likhitani, tavanti nakena api anyena kavina likhitani. Kintu tat sarvam api nashtameva iti vichintita masit kathanchit daiva vashat labdham. And Ganapati Shastri had to, he had to write so much to prove that all these were bhasas. Eto hi kutra api natake kavehe nama nasti, kena likitam, kada likitam, kimapi nasti. Tathapi teshu natakeshu athava rupakeshu keke amshaha samanaritya santi, bhasha shaili kathamasti, ityadi sarvam bahu gadham adhyayanam kritva, etani sarvani rupakani bhasasya iti Ganapati Shastri Mahabhagaihi nirnitam. Bhasa nataka chakram ityeva kathyate trayodasha rupakani. So not one, not two, 13 plays of bhasa. So as we can see, bhasa is the one author who gives live examples for most of the rupaka types. Bhinneshu rupaka prakareshu tena rachanaha kritaha kintu prayena nashtaha kathanchit te labdhaha kintu tayaritya kiyat nashtam iti vayam vaktumapi na parayamaha. If you make a list of texts which are which are mentioned in other kavyas but we don't have, that will probably take several volumes of just a list of works which have been lost to time. So bhasasya swapna vasavadattam iti natakam bahu prasiddham udayana vasavadattayoho katha tatra shlokaha api asti. So bhasa nataka chakresmin chekaihi kshipte parikshitum agnihi swapna vasavadattam na dadaha ityukte tat kiyat uttamam natakam ityukte agnirapi dagdhum na ishtavan iti kachit pratitihi asti. Natakasya bahu uttama udaharaneshu ekam bhavati swapnavasavadattam bhavabhutehe uttara ramacharitam api gravarodityapi dalati vajrasya hridayam iti vadanti. Bhavabhutihi karunarasa pradhanaha kavihi. Karunarasasya dyotane atyantam samarthaha tatra bhavabhutehe vachanam shrutva api grava nama shila api rodanam karoti api dalati vajrasya hridayam. Vajram Diamond is very hard, but even that would break. Such is the power of pathos, karuna rasasya, anubhutihi bhavabhutehe kavyeshu bahu samyak bhavati. Bhasasya pratimanatakam api atyantam prasiddham asti, ramayanadharitam. So if we look at all these, Shakuntalasya katha mahabharate asti, swapnavasavadattam tasmin kale bahu prasiddham udayana vasavadattayoho katha, uttara ramacharitam ramayanatah, pratimanatakam ramayanatah, evam atyantam prasiddham kathavastu, prayena sapta ankaha santi. Swapnavasavadatte pratimanatake pancha ankaha, Shakuntale Uttara Ramacharite Sapta Ankaha Bhavanti. Rasaha Sarve Rasaha Bhavanti Kintu Anayohu Pradhanyam. Nayakaha Dushyantaha Udayanaha Ramaha Evam Raja Eva Nayakaha Ityevam Natakam Dashasu Rupakeshu Prasiddham Prathamaha Prabhedaha. So it is, to just summarize in English, it's a mythological or historical royal play. So both of them are important, that the plot is taken from Itihasa, Purana, etc. And it is royal, mainly with royal surroundings. Whereas the exact opposite is something called as Prakaranam. So, natakam prakaranam dvayamapi rupakeshu atyantam prasiddham bhavati. Prakarane kavi kalpitam vastu. So, an imaginary plot. So, any of normal, whatever he likes, he would have invented it. Bahuvidhani patrani bhavanti. Samanyaha nayakaha. Ityukte, not a king. So, kaschid amatyaha, kaschid vanik. So, a merchant or a normal person. Tatrapi pancha taha dasha ankaha bhavanti. Prakarana prabhede atyantam prasiddham bhavati shudrakasya mrichakatikam iti. The clay cart iti namna prasiddham. Tatra charudattaha vasantasena. Charudattaha kaschid vanik. Vasantasena iti kachid veshya. She was a courtesan. So tayoho katha bhavati shakaraha iti atyantam prasiddham patram. So it is one of the comical villains of Samskrita. Bahu samyagasti natakam. So prakaranam kshamyatam natakam na. So mrichakatikam prakaranam dasha ankaha santi. The plot is purely shudrakasya kalpana eva. Bahuni patrani bhavanti prakarane. So bhinna bhinna stareshu vitaha chetaha. Tasya naikayaha sakhyaha nayakasya sahayakani patrani ityevam. It's a very wide patra prapancha in a prakarana. Bhavabhutehe malati madhavam iti prakaranam api asti. Ashvaghoshasya shariputra prakaranam iti. Etani sarvani prakarana prabhedasya udaharanani bhavanti. So it is a social middle class play in opposite to Nataka. So Nataka is historical and mostly in royal settings, whereas a Prakarana is with a social theme and which is not in the royal surroundings. Okay. So Natakam Prakaranam Tritiyaha Rupaka Prakaraha Bhavati Bhanaha Iti. So Bhanaha Bhana dhatuhu, bhana shabde, so it is speech. So bhanaha iti eka patra abhinayaha, a monologue, mono acting athava monologue iti yat kathyate. Ekaha eva bhavati nayakaha, saha bhinnanam patranam anukaranam karoti. So he imitates various characters, various conversations, and it is purely carried on the strength of his dialogue. More than acting, it is on the dialogue, how he delivers it, how he brings in various characters through his delivery, dialogue delivery. Ekaha eva ankaha, ekaanka rupakam iti asti. So one act plays. Bhanaha, bhane ekaha eva ankaha bhavati. Dhurta charitam, and the plot very interestingly is about the cunning or the wicked and their ways. So it is like a parody on such characters. So tatra nayakah api tadrishah eva bhavati dhurtah shringara pradhanyam samanyatah bhavati bhane. Vastutah bhana prakarasyapi kasyapi kavyasya upalabdhihi bahukalam na asit. Again at the beginning of the 19th century, a couple of scholars published this collection called Chaturbhani. Chaturnam bhana prakarakanam rupakanam sampadanam kritva taihi tesham prakashanam kritam. Ubhayabhisarika padma prabhritakam dhurtavita samvadaha padataditakam iti chatvari kavyani bhana prakarakani tesham sammelanam kritva taihi prakashanam kritam. So that is probably the only text which has been published. It is quite possible that there are manuscripts lying somewhere, but in published form we don't get. So as I said, it's a monologue or a one-man stand-up comedy like we have these days, because Bhana also, along with Shringara, it also has the Hasya Rasa. Okay, so a rom-com is probably a very popular type of this one. So a romantic with comedy. So, but a one act play with a single person. Okay. So that is the structure of Bhana. Natakam prahasanam natakam prakaranam bhanaha. The next one is prahasanam. So prahasane hasya rasasya pradhanyam bhavati. Ekaha ankaha athava dvau ankau vastu kavikalpitam bhavati tatra prabhedaha santi shuddham sankirnam iti. So it is like what we call clean jokes and dirty jokes. So it is precisely that, the difference between shuddha and sankirna. Okay, where there is no vulgarity in the comedy, that is called shuddham prahasanam. Where there are vulgar jokes and such things, it is called a sankirnam prahasanam. So bhagavadajjukam iti bodhayanasya atyantam prasiddham prahasanam asti. Tatra ekaha sadhuhu bhavati, eka veshya bhavati, tayoho atma parivartyate. So an exchange of souls. So sadhu's atma in the body of a veshya and a veshya's atma in the body of a sadhu. Tatra kidrisham hasyam hasya prasangaha bhavanti iti saha pratipadayati kavye. Mahendra Varma iti kaschit raja sahavastatah pallava raja iti chintayami pallava vamshasya raja tena mattavilasa prahasanam iti ekam prahasanam rachitamasti. So it is a satire or a comedy of errors. So those are of the prahasana type of rupaka. Okay, so natakam prakaranam bhanaha prahasanam dimaha iti agrimaha prabhedaha. Tatra dimaha ityatra prasiddham yuddhadi sambaddham vastu. So it is an action play. Okay, so where the plot centers around battle or war. Tatra devadayaha udattaha dharmanishtaha nayakaha. So heroes who are fighting for dharma. Raudra rasasya pradhanyam. So purely battle, what happens in the battle and descriptions of battle. Ataha raudra rasasya pradhanyam bhavanti. Chatvaraha ankaha bhavanti. Tripura mathanam. Tripurasurasya vadhaha. Parameshwarena krutaha tat iti tat tam katham ashritya vatsarajena rachitam tripuramathanam iti kavyam. Krishna vijayaha iti venkatavaradaha iti kaschit kavihi tena likhitam evam etayani dima prakaraksya prasiddhani kavyani santi. So it is like a fast paced action movie where it is purely the focus is fully on the battle or the war. Okay. So eshaha rupakeshu panchamaha prakaraha. Natakam prakaranam bhanaha prahasanam dimaha. अग्रिमः अस्ति व्यायोगः. सो अगेन् वेरि इण्ट्रेस्टिङ्ग् कैण्ड् आफ़् ड्रामा एण्ड् फार् विच् वि एक्चुलि हेव् वेरि गुड् एक्साम्पल्स् अवेलेबल् एण्ड् प्रिटि फेमस्. सो इदमपि एकाङ्करूपकम्, एकः एव अङ्कः, यथा भाणे तथा व्यायोगे अपि एकः एव अङ्कः. एकस्मिन् दिने प्रवृत्ता कथा. So the plot is also starts and ends within a single day. Uddhatah nayakah. Vastutah nayakeshu chatvarah prakarah santi. Dhirodattah, dhiroddhatah, dhiralalitah, dhirashantah iti. So dhira iti sarvatra asti. Udattah nayakah. Yaha dharmanishthah, atyantam dhirah. So you know all the best qualities. Say if you picture Rama, what are all the qualities? Yatya ahankarah nasti, atyantam saralaha, kintu shuraha ityadi, saha udattaha iti kathyate. Kintu ye bhimadayaha nayakaha, bhimaha duryodhanaha ityadi, tepe atyantam parakraminaha, kintu uddhataha. So they are arrogant or proud and stubborn. So such heroes are called uddhata. Udatta, Uddhata. And then there are Lalita. Lalita means graceful. Those who are not, you know, I mean, it is not more for war. So they are more interested in, say, music, dance and related things. Say, Ramanyataha, Krishnaha, Udayanaha, Ityadayaha, Dhira Lalita Nayakaha. So they are not for outright fighting or this. So more graceful kinds of heroes. Dhira Shantaha. अत्यन्तं प्रशान्तः नायकः यथा युधिष्ठिरः इति कथ्यते. सो एवं बहुविधाः नायकाः भवन्ति. अत्र व्यायोगे उद्धतः नायकः, अहंकारी अथवा यस्य गर्वः अस्ति तादृशः नायकः. द्वन्द्वयुद्धं भवति, नायकः प्रतिनायकः अथवा द्वौ नायकौ भवतः, तयोः युद्धं. सो इट् इस् अ चालेञ्ज् बिट्वीन् टू हीरोस् हु आर् फैटिङ्ग्. And very no or minimal stri patrani. So the setting itself is like that, where it does not allow for any softer sentiments. Ataha stri patrani na bhavanti. Etadrisham rupakam vyayogaha iti kathyate. Vyayogeshu atyantam prasiddham madhyama vyayogaha iti bhasasya. Tatra madhyama vyayogasya katha mahabharate tatra bhimaha ghatotkachaha. एतयोः कथामाश्रित्य. सो इट्स् अ वेरि सिम्पल् प्लाट्. सो भीम घटोत्कचयोः युद्धं भवति. घटोत्कचः भीमं न जानाति, एषः एव पिता इति. अतः तत्र स्पर्धा भवति, परस्परं युद्धम्, अन्ते सर्वं ज्ञायते. एकस्यैव दिनस्य कथा. नायकः भीमः, घटोत्कचः, द्वौ अपि उद्धतौ, तयोः द्वन्द्वयुद्धं भवति. हास्यरसः अपि बहु सम्यक् योजितः अस्ति भासेन. तेनैव दूतवाक्यं, दूतघटोत्कचम् इति व्यायोगप्रकारस्य अन्यानि रूपकाणि अपि रचितानि सन्ति. रूपकेषु षष्ठः प्रभेदः व्यायोगः इति. सो इट् इस् अ वन् आक्ट् एक्शन् प्ले. ओके, वित् इस् एक्शन् प्लस् कामेडि, उभयं भवति व्यायोगे. सप्तमः प्रकारः अस्ति समवकारः इति. नाटकं, प्रकरणं, भाणः, प्रहसनं, डिमः, व्यायोगसमवकारौ. सो दिस् इस् अ वेरि इण्ट्रेस्टिङ्ग् टैप्. तत्र दिस् इस् प्राबब्लि अ प्रीकर्सर् आफ् अवर् हरिकथास् आर् दीस् यु नो द प्लेस् विच् वि हेड्. सो देवासुरसम्बद्धं वस्तु. सो द पौराणिकं वस्तु. त्रयः अङ्काः भवन्ति, किन्तु परस्पर असम्बद्धाः. सो देर् आर् त्री एक्ट्स् इन् समवकार, बट् दे आर् नाट् लैक् कण्टिन्युयेशन् आफ् ईच् अदर्. सो देर् इस् वन् एपिसोड् इन् द फस्ट्, अनदर् एपिसोड् इन् द सेकेण्ड्, अनदर् एपिसोड् इन् द थर्ड्. आल् आफ् देम् आर् रिलेटेड् बै सम् थीम्. सो देर् इस् वन् रिलेटेड् थीम् बट् त्री डिफरेण्ट् एपिसोड्स्. ओके, वेरि युनीक् कैण्ड् आफ् कन्स्ट्रक्षन्. And there is a lot of details given about Samavakara by Bharata in his Natya Shastra. Actually, it is said that there is he himself wrote a samavakara type of rupaka called samudramathanam. So samudramathanasya katham ashritya bharata munina eva samavakaraha rachitaha iti kathayanti. It has lot of details. So kapataha bhavati vidravaha nama some kind of commotions and shringaraha dvadasha nayakaha. So 12 heroes, one of them is the main hero, but there are different heroes who are identified. And the best part is the duration of samavakara is supposed to be 18 nadikas. A nadika is almost half of a muhurta. 24 minutes is one nadika. So this drama will last more than 7 hours. So 7 hours 20 minutes is the duration of a samavakara. It's like almost throughout the night. You start at night and you end up during the, you know, Ushakala or something. So such a long drama is samavakara. Tasya vishishya, I mean, there were dramas of such kind and it has been documented. It's amazing at that time itself. So you can think how much of effort it would have taken to actually enact this play. Right? So tadrishaha vahu, extremely amazing kind of rupaka is samavakara. Unfortunately, we don't have many living examples of it. So, and it is something like a serial, right? A collection of episodes. Like we see many of those these days. It is like a precursor of those kinds. Okay. So, samavakaraha iti dashasu rupakeshu saptamaha prabhedaha. Agrimaha asti viti. So the name itself suggests viti ityukte margaha ityarthah. So probably these were street plays, you know, stand up, you just on the street with not much costume, not much preparation, but you just act, people gather around and watch. So these are like, we may not have examples of Sanskrita vithis, but this type is very, very popular in all regional languages or any, it is a folk type. I mean, you, somebody, just a group of young people or a group of interested people in a village can enact it at any time. And it is short. Ekaha eva ankaha. Ekam athava dvau patrau. Dve patre bhavataha. Patra dvayam. Sambhashanasya pradhanyam. As I said, it is not about wearing costumes, not about the other things, or not about, you know, the various props you have on stage. So the people carry it with their dialogue. So sambhashanasya pradhanyam tatra visheshah ityukte trayodasha vidhani sambhashanani sahitya shastra granteshu drishyante. What are the different kinds of conversations which are possible? So tesham lakshanani santi bhinneshu natakeshu ekasya prakarasya prakaradvayasya udaharanam labhyate. For example, there is something called akasha bhashitam. So there is nobody, you just look at the sky and you give you act as if you are hearing something and reply back. That is one kind of conversation. So some of these are found in part as a part of other rupakas. But when you collect most of them together and form an interesting stretch, it is a type by itself called as viti. Uttama madhyama adhama patrani sarva vidhani patrani atra bhavitum arhanti iti. Udaharanam tu adhuna nopalabhyate. Samskrute viti prakarasya rupakasya kimapi udaharanam idanim nasti. Okay, we only have the theoretical structure of a drama which is called viti. As I said, they are street plays mainly based on dialogue delivery. Navamaha rupaka prakarahasti ankaha iti. So don't get confused. The parts of a drama or any rupaka are also called anka. The act, that is each episode of a drama, is called an anka. But this is a separate type of rupaka. Therefore, to identify it, it is also called utsrishtikankaha. Means a standalone act. So obviously it is a single act. Yatra karuna rasasya pradhanyam bhavati. So एक्चुअली संस्कृते ट्रेजेडी इति प्रकारः नास्ति, यतोहि भरतेन तत्र नाट्यशास्त्रे एव दत्तमस्ति. सो देर् आर् नो साड् एण्डिङ्ग् प्लेस्. यदि कस्यचित् मरणं भवति, कस्यचित् पराजयः भवति, तत्तु वस्तुतः न प्रदर्शनीयम् इत्येव नियमः अस्ति. सो डेत् इस् नेवर् शोन् आन् अ संस्कृत् स्टेज् एण्ड् नन् आफ् द नाटकस् आर् प्रकरणस् नन् आफ् देम् आर् ट्राजिक्. ऐ मीन् ईवन् दो ईवन् इन् उत्तररामचरित where he spends 7 acts steeped in karuna rasa, in the final act he brings about a turn around and makes it a happy ending. Okay, so there are no tragic endings. Kintu kimasti atra anke yuddhottaram vilapanam, yuddhasya pradarshanam nasti, kintu yuddhena kidrisham dukham jayate, केषां कीदृशं कष्टं भवति स्त्रीणां बालानां योधानामपि इति अत्र अङ्के प्रदर्श्यते. सो वस्तु तु प्रख्यातं भवति अथवा कल्पितं भवति, सामान्यनराः नायकाः भवन्ति. सो इट् इस् अ रूपक विच् पोर्ट्रेस् द आफ्टर् इफेक्ट्स् आफ् वार्. एक्चुलि अभिनवगुप्ता इस् अ वेरि फेमस् कमेण्टेटर्, भरतस्य नाट्यशास्त्रस्य व्याख्यानं रचितमस्ति. सो हि हेज़् द अभिनवभारती एण्ड् द लोचना कमेण्ट्रीस्, वेरि वेरि रेस्पेक्टेड् कमेण्टेटर् आन् द साहित्यशास्त्र. सो हि सेस् वी हेव् रूपकस् विच् आर् फोकस्ड् आन् वार्, युद्धप्रधानानि रूपकाणि सन्ति, किन्तु तेषाम् अन्ते अङ्कः इत्यपि प्रकारः भवति, येन युद्धस्य दुष्परिणामाः के इत्यपि प्रतिपादितं भवति इत्येव सः कथयति. सो इट् इस् अ प्ले विच् पोर्ट्रेस् द ट्राजिक् कान्सिक्वेन्सेस् आफ् वार्. इवन् दो इट् डस् नाट् पोर्ट्रे द वार् इट् सेल्फ्, तत्र किं भवति इति बहु प्रसिद्धम् अत्रापि ऊरुभङ्गम् इति भासस्य रूपकमस्ति. सो गदायुद्धं भवति भीम दुर्योधनयोः, दुर्योधनः पराजितः, सः पतितः, तस्य ऊरुः भग्नम्. सो ही हेस् फालन् इन् बेटल् वित् हिस् थैस् ब्रोकन् एण्ड् देन् धृतराष्ट्रः, गान्धारी, दुर्योधनस्य पत्न्यः, तस्य लघु बालकः, स्माल् सन् आफ् दुर्योधन, आल् आफ् देम् कम् टु द बेटल् फील्ड् सर्चिङ्ग् फार् दुर्योधन. इट्स् अ वेरि पवर्फुल्, वेरि ऐ नो, ऐ मीन् अगेन् करुणरसः अत्यन्तं सम्यक् प्रतिपादितः अस्ति. सो इफ् एक्चुलि रीड् द ड्रामा आल्सो इट् इस् इम्पासिबल् टु नाट् शेड् टियर्स्. वेरि वेरि पवर्फुल् पोर्ट्रेयल् आफ् द सीन् आफ्टर् द महाभारत वार्, हौ इट् वास्, हौ देर् आर् वल्चर्स् एण्ड् क्रोस् एव्रिवेर् एण्ड् सोल्जर्स् फालन्, दुर्योधन हिम्सेल्फ्, ओके, द चैल्ड्, हि इस् वेरि इन्नोसेण्ट् एण्ड् देर् आर् सम् डैलाग्स् विच् आर् वेरि वेरि पिटियस्. सो एवं करुणरसप्रधानः एकाङ्करूपकप्रकारः अङ्कः इति कथ्यते, उत्सृष्टिकाङ्कः इत्यपि. केन् यु डिस्क्रैब् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् वाट् इस् करुणरस? करुणरस इस् ट्रेडिशनलि ट्रान्स्लेटेड् एस् पाथोस्, साड्नेस्. रस विच् ब्रिङ्ग्स् अबौट् साड्नेस् इस् करुणरस, लैक् इन् अ ट्राजिडि. अन्तिमः रूपकप्रकारः अस्ति ईहामृगः इति. सो ईहामृगः इत्यत्रापि चत्वारः अङ्काः. सो इट्स् अ वेरि स्पेसिफिक् कैण्ड्, नायक प्रतिनायकयोः दिव्यस्त्रीनिमित्ता स्पर्धा. सो टु हीरोस्, दट् इस् वन् इस् अ हीरो एण्ड् अदर् इस् अन् आण्टि हीरो. सो दे आर् फैटिङ्ग् ओवर् अ वुमन् हू इस् यूजुवलि अ सेलेस्टियल् वुमन्. सो तादृश कथा भवति. वीररसस्य, रौद्ररसस्य, भयानकरसस्य च प्राधान्यं भवति. तादृशं रूपकम् ईहामृगः इति कथ्यते. सो वत्सराजस्य रुक्मिणीहरणम् इति, यत्र कृष्णः शिशुपालः रुक्मिण्याः कृते तयोः परस्परम् एतद्भवति, सः ईहामृगस्य उदाहरणरूपेण वर्तते. एवं नाटकं प्रकरणं, भाणः, प्रहसनं, डिमः, व्यायोगः समवकारः वीथी अङ्कः इहामृगः इति दश रूपकाणि सन्ति. सो इट् इस् अमेजिङ्ग् टु फैण्ड् दट् देर् वास् सो मच् वेरैटि एण्ड् सो मच् abundance of the literature that each of them was categorized into a separate type and characterized. So this is only 10. Again, there are the uparupakas. Uparupakas are also a minor types of play. So tatra ashtadasha prabhedaha api varnitaha santi. Idanim tu rupakanam vishaye kinchit jani mahachet samyak. So श्रव्यक दृश्यकाव्येषु रूपकम् उपरूपकम् इति प्रभेदद्वयं भवति. श्रव्यकाव्यानि पश्यामः चेत् तत्र प्रकारत्रयम् अस्ति, गद्यकाव्यानि पद्यकाव्यानि चम्पूकाव्यानि इति. सो बिफोर् दट् एनी क्वेश्चन्स् आन् दिस् दशरूपकस् यु केन् आस्क्. So somebody says evokes compassion or sympathy. Yes, so karuna rasa is the one which evokes compassion or sympathy. Karana bharam, which group does it belong to? I should actually check. Karana bhara is also a one act play. It is probably is it a vyayoga? I am not sure. I'll find out. Karana bharam iti bhasasya iva rupakam asti. So I have to check which category it belongs to. Not sure. So idanim gadya kavyana vishaye kinchit janimaha. So a very brief we will quickly go through the remaining types. There is not much detail, but a few names, few important names that we should know about each of these kinds. So mrita sanjeevanam natakam. So mrita sanjeevanam is a nataka, so based on the katha and devayana. This one would a movie like Maya Bazaar belong a little to all of these? It has every bit that you described in the 10 types. Probably. It's difficult to fit that into any one type, but possibly. Or maybe we can make it a different category. I mean, if we had Alankara Shastranyas working on it, they could have made a category for that maybe. But so gadya kavyani gadyam nama kim apada padasantanah. Sorry, there is a typing error. It is an apada padasantanah gadyam. So a collection of words which does not fit into pada. Padas, there are four quarters, so specific numbers, so equal, so there are four quarters which makes a verse. So that which does not have this division. So padya kavyasya bandhanam yatra na bhavati tadrisham kavyam gadyam. So simply speaking, gadya is prose where there is no niyama for the letters. So everything is prose. I mean, a lot of, say, an article, whatever we write is prose. But samskrutayam visheshah gadya kavyam iti yaduchyate tesham vishishtam lakshanam asit. So it was not simple prose at all. So ojas samasabhoyastvam etat gadyasya jivitam iti vadanti. Samskrutayani gadyani kasanti तत्र प्रधानम् एकं भवति ओजः. ओजः इस् डिफिकल्ट् टु ट्रान्स्लेट्. इट् इस् एन्थूसियाज़म् और् यु नो फोर्स्. सो ए गद्यकाव्य जस्ट् बै रीडिङ्ग् द लैन्स् आफ् गद्य देर् इस् सम् यु नो इट्स् अ वेरि फोर्सिबल् फार्म् आफ् एक्स्प्रेशन्. इट् इस् नाट् simple words. I mean, if what I am speaking is not gadya kavya, okay, gadya kavya saha ojo rupaha gunaha bhavati samasa bhuyastvam dirgha samasaha bahudha drishyante. Tatra Banavattasya va Dandinaha va Gadyakavyam Pashyamaha Chet, a single word running several lines and a single sentence running several pages. That is the characteristic of traditional Samskrita Gadyakavya. Okay. So what we write today as normal prose was not a type of Kavya. It is not recognized in Samskrita as a Kavya at all. I mean, it was not in that category, like just writing simply without any embellishment was not considered as gadya kavya. Okay, so tatra katha kalpitam vastu athava akhyayika iti prabheda dvayam asti gadya kavye. So where a gadya kavya has imaginary plot, it is called katha. Whereas if it is historical or known plot, it is called akhyayika. Iti gadye, the chapters or the different episodes are called uchvasaha athava ashvasaha iti nama upayujyate. So prathamochvasaha, dvitiyochvasaha, yatha padyakavye sargaha iti bhavati, prathama sargaha, dvitiya sargaha, नाटकेषु अंकः भवति एवं गद्यकाव्येषु उच्छ्वासः अथवा आश्वासः इति भवति. गद्यं कवीनां निकषं वदन्ति इत्येव सूक्तिः. निकषं इज अ टचस्टोन, सो दैट विच चेक्स इफ समथिंग इज गोल्ड और अ नॉर्मल मेटल. सो गद्यस्य रचना अत्यंतं क्लिष्टा. It is the opposite of what we see in normal languages. Generally, if you look at any language, you say, okay, you can just string together sentences in Gadya, but poetry is more difficult. But in Sanskrita, poetry was considered much easier, okay, than Gadya Kavya, because Gadya Kavya was characterized by some very specific, such ojaha samasa bhuyastvam ityadi. Ataha gadyam kavinam nikasham vadanti, yaha gadya kavyam rachayitum shaknoti sayeva shreshtaha kavihi iti vachanam asti. So there are very few gadya kavyas compared to the number of padya kavyas or rupakas. Padya kavyanam sankhya rupakanam cha sankhya atyantam adhika. गद्यकाव्यानि अत्यन्तं विरलानि एव संस्कृत साहित्ये. तत्र गद्यकविः गद्यकाव्यम् इत्युक्ते मनसि स्फुरति प्रथमं नाम बाणभट्टस्य. सो बाणः गद्यकवीनां सम्राट् एव, तत्र सन्देहः एव नास्ति. सो देर् इस् नो अदर् गद्यकवि हु कम्स् एनिवेर् क्लोस् टु द कैण्ड् आफ् गद्य रिटन् बै बाण. बाणोच्छिष्टं जगत् सर्वम् इत्येव उच्यते. उच्छिष्ट इस् लिटरली स्पिटिंग औट्, दट् इस् यु हव् आलरेडी चूड् समथिंग एंड यू स्पिट औट् वाट् इस् रिमेनिंग. सो जगत् सर्वं बाणोच्छिष्टं, ही हेज़ डिस्क्रैब्ड एव्रीथिंग सो वेल दट वाट् एवर रिमेन्स् इस् लैक् निस्सार, इट् हेज़ नथिंग कम्पेर्ड् टु हिस् डिस्क्रिप्शन् इति वदन्ति. बाणभट्टेन गद्यकाव्यद्वयं विरचितमस्ति, कादम्बरी इति कथा, हर्षचरितम् इति आख्यायिका च. अन्यः बहु प्रसिद्धः कविः अस्ति दण्डी. उपमाकालिदासस्य भारवेरर्थगौरवं दण्डिनः पदलालित्यं माघे सन्ति त्रयोगुणाः इति श्लोकः अस्ति. दण्डिनः पदलालित्यं, द ग्रेस्फुल् यूसेज् आफ् वर्ड्स् वाज़् वाट् दण्डी वाज़् नोन् फार्. तेनापि गद्यकाव्यद्वयं रचितमस्ति, दशकुमारचरितम् अवन्तिसुन्दरी कथा इति. सो दीस् आर् द मोस्ट् पाप्युलर् गद्यकाव्यस् इन् लिटरेचर् अवेलेबल्. द अदर् फेमस् गद्यकवि इस् सुबन्धु. सुबन्धोः वासवदत्ता इति काव्यम्. एतत्तु अत्यन्तं प्राचीनं काव्यं. व्याकरणस्य महाभाष्ये भाष्यकारः आख्यायिकायाः उदाहरणरूपेण वासवदत्ताम् उदाहरति. सो इट् हेज़् बीन् मेन्शन्ड् इन् द महाभाष्य इट्सेल्फ़्. But we don't know if the Vasavadatta which is available today was the same Vasavadatta or not. Tatra sandehaha asti. Kintu Vasavadatta iti kavyam atyantam prachinam prasiddham gadya kavyam. Banaha ullikhati, dandi api ullikhati, sarve api ullikhanti Vasavadatta kavyam. So there are other gadya kavyas, but compared to these four, there is nothing else which is of that standard or in that range. Padyakavyani, padyakavyanam vishaye asmabhihi bahudha adhitam raghuvamshasya pitikarupena. पद्यकाव्ये प्रभेदत्रयमस्ति महाकाव्यं खंडकाव्यं मुक्तकम् इति महाकाव्यं महाकाव्यस्य विस्तृतं लक्षणं ज्ञातवन्तः पञ्च महाकाव्यानि सन्ति अन्यानि अपि महाकाव्यानि सन्ति सो दोज आर द फाइव मोस्ट फेमस बट देयर आर अदर महाकाव्यस आल्सो वी हैव ऑलरेडी लर्नड अ लॉट अबाउट महाकाव्यस द खंडकाव्य और लघुकाव्यस So they are smaller kavyas which encompass some features of the Mahakavya, not all. Tatra bahu prasiddham kavyadvayam kalidasena rasitam ritu samharaha iti shannam ritunam varnanam kriyate meghadutam. So everybody must have known what is meghaduta. It is so popular that it gave rise to an own category of works called the Duta Kavyas. Everything based on the pattern of Meghaduta. Yatra yakshaha megham duta rupena patnyaha samipam preshayati. So, an extremely beautiful kavya. Maghe meghe gatam vayaha. So, you can spend half of your life in Meghaduta. So, it's not big. There are only 100 and odd verses. But all of them extremely beautiful. Jayadevasya Gita Govinda Kavyamasti. Vastutaha Mahakavyameva Tat. I don't know why I put it here. So some people put it as Mahakavya, some people put it as Khandakavya. I guess. And then we have the Muktakas. Muktakas are independent verses. It is not necessary that it is a single verse. So Samanyataha Subhashita Rupena Yat Ekam Bhavati Tat Muktakam. But there are also other kinds. Yugalam, so a couplet, two verses which are studied together. Or Kulakam, Kulakam is four verses which are together. Ashtakam, Dashakam, Stotreshu Bahudha Drishyate. Ashtakani Bhavanti, Dashakani Bhavanti. So all those are under the category of Muktakas. Okay, so they are standalone, very small sets of verses. एवं एतानि पद्यकाव्यानि तत्र अधिकं वक्तव्यं नास्ति इत्यतः अग्रे गम्यते चम्पूकाव्यानि गद्यपद्यमयं काव्यं चम्पूरित्यभिधीयते इति तत्र भोजराजः अत्यन्तं प्रसिद्धं तस्य चम्पूरामायणम् इति काव्यमस्ति So again, one of the most beautiful kavyas in Sanskrita literature is Champuramayana. It's like extremely good. Tatra adau sahavadati gadyanu bandha rasamishrita padya suktihi hridyahi vadyakalaya kaliteva geetihi. So it is like song with instruments. So the gadya combined with padya is very beautiful, like a song accompanied by instruments. So just a song is also beautiful. Just instrumental music is also good. But a combination is much more enchanting. So evam eva gadya padyayoho sammishranena hridyatvam bhavati kavyasya iti bhojaha pratipadayati. Tatra bhojarajasya champuramayanam त्रिविक्रमस्य नलचम्पूः नलदमयन्त्योः कथामाश्रित्य नीलकण्ठदीक्षितस्य नीलकण्ठविजयचम्पूः शिवस्य कथाम् आश्रित्य एवं वेङ्कटाध्वरिः इति कश्चित् कविः तस्य विश्वगुणादर्शचम्पूः इत्येवं बहूनि चम्पूकाव्यानि सन्ति As I said, there are many kind, say a nataka, even though it is not of a champu kavya, but it the type is a mixture of gadya and padya. Similarly in panchatantra, hitopadesha, everywhere we have a mixture of gadya and padya of different extent. Okay, so etani padya kavyani bhavanti. So etad adharena likhitam shastram sahitya shastram. So just a few more minutes, I will close in 10 minutes. Okay, a very very brief overview. Before that, a couple of questions. Is the harshacharitam kalpitam va iti kalpitah bhagah asti kintu pradhanyena banasya ashrayadata raja harshah tasya jivanam ashritya likhitam kavyam. It is predominantly historical, not imaginary. Main plots are all historical. Of course there are embellishments which are kavikalpita, but the main plot is historical in harshacharita. Okay. Is there an equivalent of Alankara Shastra in English? Interesting question. It is normally called as rhetoric. R-H-E-T-O-R-I-C. Iti namna uchyate. Poetics ityapi kathyate. So, it is a shastra which deals with the characterization of a kavya. Ethamaya uktam. Kavyasya swarupam kim? Kavya prabhedah ke tesham lakshanani kani, kavye gunah ke doshah ke alankaraha tesham lakshanam ityadi sarvam api anena shastrena paramrishyate. Okay, so tatra prathamam prachinam sahitya shastram athava sahitya shastra granthah prachinah natya shastram bharatamunina pranitam. A very elaborate grantha which explains a lot of aspects of natya, that is abhinaya, the costume, dialogue, the types and everything. Okay, so Bharata Munehe natya shastram. Dandi yaha gadya kavihi tasya kavya darshaha iti sahitya shastra grantha asti. Anandavardhanasya dhanyalokaha atyantam prasiddhah granthah dhvanihi namakah tena kavyasya shobha katham vardhate iti anandavardhanacharyah pratipanayati. Mammatacharyasya kavya prakashah. So these are some of the most important texts of sahitya shastra. So dhananjayasya dasharupakam ityeva granthah asti yatra pradhanyena dashanam rupakanam vivaranam asti anye api amshaha bhavantyeva. Okay, so most of these texts look into different aspects of the kavya, not just one. So Vishwanathasya sahitya darpanam kshemendraha auchitya vichara charcha iti auchitya ityasya charcham karoti. So we have a kavyalankara of bhamaha, vamanasya kavyalankara sutra vrittihi, kuntakasya vakrokti jivitam ityasti, jayadevasya chandralokaha. This is mainly exposition of alankaras. Okay, alankaranam vivaranam tasyaiva vyakhya rupena kuvalayanandam iti appayya dikshitaihi virachitam ati prasiddham asti. So kuvalayananda is the standard for studying all alankaras. If you remember at the beginning of the course we studied the lakshanas for a few alankaras. So most of the lakshanas come from Kuvalayananda. He gives examples and a detailed explanation for more than 100 types of alankaras. Rajashekhara asti kavya mimamsa iti granthah tena rachitah. So etani kanichana prasiddha ete kechana prasiddhaha sahitya shastrasya athava alankara shastrasya granthah. Ekah amshah tatra prasthanam iti alankara shastre. So the one key question which has been addressed by all these different Shastrakartas is, what is the key aspect of a kavya? Kavye kasya pradhanyam bhavati ityatra shat prasthanani santi. So I'm just enumerating this to show you the width of each shastra. Sahitya shastram to kavyanam vishaye tatra kidrisham gadham vicharam krutavantaha santi asmakam shastrajnyaha iti. So there are six different viewpoints about what is the key in a kavya. So alankara prasthanam, riti prasthanam, auchitya prasthanam, vakrokti prasthanam, dhvani prasthanam, rasa prasthanam iti shat prasthanani santi. Okay, so there are the texts which we saw earlier, they fall into one of these. So for example, the alankara prasthana says the most important thing for a kavya is the alankaras, how you embellish the kavya with alankaras. Yatha jayadevaha chandraloke evam kuvalayanande alankaraihi eva kavyasya bhushanam vardhate iti vadanti. Whereas reetihi, so Vamana and a few others, I think also Bhamaha, so they stress the pradhanya of something called Riti. Riti is the arrangement of words. Okay, we sometimes call it Shaili or the style, what we call. Say for example, we say, I mean normally we just say Kalidasa's is a very easy style. Whereas if you take the style of Kalidasa and the style of Banabhatta, both of them are beautiful, but they are of different styles. So Vaidarbhi Ritihi, Kaishiki Ritihi, so different kinds of Riti. Okay, and he says that it is the Riti as a whole which gives that charm to the Kavya. Next, Auchityam. Iti auchitya vishaye tatra kshemendrasya kriti asti sahakim pratipadayati. Auchitya is the key factor for a kavya. That is, auchitya is very roughly putting that there should be a fitting description for that context. Okay, so the auchitya of the words you choose, the rasa that you choose, the way you depict. So tatra kavyasya shobha bhavati, anauchityam asti chet kavyasya saundaryam nashyati iti saha pratipadayati. Vakrokti jivitam ityeva grantha asti kuntakah. What he portrays is vakrokti is very important. Vakrokti is not telling it directly. If you are directly describing something, it is not kavya. So kavya is where something is told in an indirect manner, in a different way than what is factual. So factual versus a poetic description. So tattu vakroktya uchyate. Dhvani prasthanam atyantam prasiddham anandavardhanacharyena uktam. So he says dhvani is the one which is most important for a kavya. So dhvani is where there is something beyond the words. So you have the words, you have a specific tangible substance like the alankara or something. Beyond everything else, there is something unsaid, which is the dhvani. Okay, and that dhvani is the most important aspect. Dhvani kavyam eva uttamottamam kavyam iti saha pratipadayati. And of course, there is the rasa prasthana by Bharata himself and many Mammata, many others, they go by the rasa prasthana. Rasa is the atma of kavya. So it is whatever you do, all these alankara, riti, etc. are all only a means to invoking the rasa. Yatra rasa bhavaha tasya pratipadanam bhavati tadeva uttamam kavyam iti. So even within the Sahitya Shastra, so there have been so many different ways of thinking, ways of analyzing the kavyas and so on. And all this is discussed in the Shastra called Sahitya Shastra or Alankara Shastra. Okay. So with this, we have covered the first set of what we saw, that is the kavya, right? So atra shastram kavyam iti drishtam, tatra kavye drishya kavyani shravya kavyani tesham prabhedaha sahitya shastram etesham laghu parichayaha asmabhihi praptaha. Agrima varge shastra prapanchasya ishat parichayam vayam prapnumaha. Atra kechana prashnaha santi. So very quickly, not many. Is there anyone who has done shastras in recent years? A very good question. See, commentaries on various shastras are being written even in these days. Okay. So Vyakhyana Parampara, it is definitely alive. So this has been written. Whereas the Svatantra Shastra Granthas, comparatively rare, but they are being written. Shastra Granthanam Pranayanam Api Kriyamanam Asti, but it has become rarer than earlier. See, if you look at Vyakarana Shastra, some of the most advanced texts of Vyakarana were composed less than 200 years ago, 200 or 300. Nagesha Bhatta, so 17th, 18th century. So his texts are some of the most important texts of Vyakarana. Evameva anyeshu shastreshu api asti, nishcheyena asti, nasti iti tu vaktum na shakyate. There are different reasons, debatable reasons on why it has lessened. So there are a lot of things, the adhyayana today, how much time we spend on studying it. So all the shastrakaras are those who have dedicated their whole lives only to that and nothing else. Okay. So what we do today, the multitasking, the need for earning a living rather than, you know, being this one. So there are a lot of things. But yes, there are definitely shastras which are being composed today. Okay. Yeah, some of the common, this one, say, for example, there is Pushpa Dikshit who has written her own series of these things on Vyakarana. So it is all based on Paninian, but it's her own, this one. So there are other such things which are being done for the other shastras also. Okay. Okay, one more question on Prasthanam ityukte kavyam va prasthanatrayam. No. Prasthana is basically, it means a stream of things. The prasthana trayam of Vedanta is totally different. That is, as I said, the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutra and Upanishad, they are called a prasthana traya. Whereas the prasthana of Sahitya Shastra is totally different. It is just six different streams of thinking within the Sahitya Shastra. Okay. Is the Bodhayana of Grihya Sutra same as the author mentioned for a kavya? Very difficult to tell, but probably not, because this Bodhayana of Bhagavad Ajjukam was probably around 6th or 7th century, whereas the Grihya Sutras, as far as I know, were much older. So names in Sanskrita, there are like multiple people with the same names. So it's very difficult to decide whether it was the same or not, but probably not. Okay, I think we will stop here. So, Sarvebhyaha Deepavali Parvanaha Deepotsavasya Shubhashayaha. So, let us all wish for the light of knowledge to light up our lives through Sanskrita. So, have a very happy festival time. And we will meet next week, next Friday, November Masasya Prathama Dinanke Agrimaha Vargaha Bhavishyati. So, Dhanyavadaha Sarvebhyaha. Gurureva Gatir Gurumeva Bhaje Gurunaiva Sahasminamo Gurave Na Guroh Paramam Shishurasmi Gurur Matirasti Gurau Mamapahi Guru.